Sechtes Shvuas, Paragimel, Mishni Yidal. Shvuas Shav. So again, a Shvuas Shav is a person makes a Shvua about something that's just not true. Is Neheges Ba'anashim Uvanashim? It's true about men or women. Barachaykim Uvakraivim. It's true if you make an oath about people that are related or people that aren't related. So if I say something about something that's related to me or not related to me, either way, that is called a Shvuas Shav. B'kshem Uvapsulim. It's also about whether people are able to be made or not, which we'll see in the next mishnah. Is going to contrast all these things and say that by certain shvuas, it's not true. It's only true by ksherim. But bezdin v'shalay bezdin, whether you made the shvua in bezdin or out of bezdin, umi pi atzmai. And the only way this shvua is chal is if you made the shvua on your own. Meaning the certain shvuas that a person could tell you, I'm mashpia on you. I make you. I put an oath on you that you such and such. Over here, if someone said that, you're not chayiv. That's not called a shvuas shav. It's only when you make the shvua on your own. If someone makes such a shvua, he's chayev if he did it b'mezid makis, and if he did it b'shegig, he is potter. Achazu v'achazu hamushma mipi acherim chayev. Now, both whether we're talking about a shvuas shav or a shvuas bitoy, both these types of shvuas that we've been discussing in the previous mishnayos, is achazu v'achazu hamushma mipi acherim chayev. If someone else put a shvua on you, yichayev. Now, how does this mean? We just said it has to be mipi atzmai. So the Mishnah gives us the case where, even if it's mushba mipi acherim yichayev, ketzad. Omar lo yachalti hayoyim. Guy says, I didn't eat. Lo yinachti tefillin hayoyim. I didn't put on tefillin today. Someone else says to mashpiach ani. He says, I impose on you a shvua that you did not do these things. But Omar amen. If he said the word amen, then he's chayev. Even though it's mipi acherim, saying the word amen is like you made the shvua yourself. So if he just says, indeed I did it, or something like that, doesn't use the word amen, then he's not. It has to be mipi atzmai. But if he said amen, that's not really called mipi acherim. Even though someone else put the shvua on him, it's as if he said it himself, and therefore he is chayiv. Mishnah, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. The next perek deals with shvua sa'edus. Shvua that someone poses on someone that he doesn't know edus. He tells him, swear to me that you don't know edus. And he swears that he doesn't know the edus, and it turns out that he's wrong. So he's over on shvua sa'edus. So the Mishnah says, shvua sa'edus. Shvuas Eidus is only by men, not by women, because women are not Eidim. So who cares if they swear that they can't testify? It's irrelevant. They couldn't be made. Anyway, Barachaykin v'loy b'kraivim. It has to be people that are not related. If they're related, you can't testify. B'ksherim v'loy b'psulim. It has to be that they're kosher and not that they are pasul le'edus. Meaning, even if they're pasul midrabanan, such as they gamble, or mafrichayinim, they raise pigeons. All those cases, they're pasul eidus, so their shvua is not chayiv. Ve'ena neheges ala brui nohayid. It's only noyig by people that are roi lahayid. They're able to testify. If they're not able to testify again, so then they couldn't have testified anyway, and therefore they are potter. Again, this also includes even if they're psulim midrabanan. The case before ksherim v'loy b'psulin, that's referring to people who do averis that are chayiv misa or malchus, so they're called rishoim or ganovim. Those are people that are called ksherim v'psulin. The next case, enen heges ala bruyin l'hoyed, that's talking about ruyin l'hoyed even midday rabbanon, if they're not able to testify midday rabbanon, such as gamblers, mesachi bekuvyam, africhi yoinim, those people are not allowed, they're not chayiv v'shvua sa'edus. B'fnei bezdin v'shalai b'fnei bezdin, whether you made the shvua sa'edus in front of bezdin or not in front of bezdin, mipi atzmai, as long as you did it on your own, you made the shvua on your own. However, mipi acherim, let's say someone else put the shvua on you and you said, yes, I do not know the edus. So then, ein chayav an atshi yikfru behen bebezdin. So here we have a caveat. If it's other people put the shvua on you, then it has to be that you said it in bezdin. If you said it in bezdin, so then you're going to be chayav, even though it's mipi acherim, divrei Reb Meir. Even if you made the shvua on your own, say the shvua ha'edus always has to be in bezdin. Even if it's on your own, you still have to do it in bezdin. So Remeir holds that b'fnei bezdin is only when it's mipi acherim. If other people put the shvua on you, then it has to be in front of bezdin. Otherwise, you chayiv even mipi atzmai. Chum say you always only chayiv shvua ha'edus if it is in front of bezdin. Have a good day.